First of all, I would like to applaud and salute those in the Occupy movement for focusing on the hideous corruption of corporate America and the effects this corruption has on all of us in the 99%, including the well over 2 million individuals that still fill our detention facilities and their families. Being in prison in solitary was terrible. It was a nightmare. My soul still cries from all the witnessed and endured. It does more than cries. It roars continuously. I saw men so desperate that they ripped prison doors apart, starved, and mutilated themselves. It takes every scrap of humanity to stay focused and sane in this environment. The pain and suffering are everywhere, constantly with you. But it was all so much for more than that. I had dreams, and they were beautiful dreams. I used to look forward to the nights when I could sleep and dream. There's no describing the day and assault on your body and your mind, and the feeling of hopelessness and despair. There's far more than a casual relationship between the Occupy movement and the work so many of you are doing to change the criminal justice system. The same people who make the laws that favor banks, make laws that fill our prisons and the detention centers, have to continue to make the connections between Wall Street and the prison industrial complex. The growth of the prison, of the private prison industrial industry is just one symptom of this unholy alliance. I stand in solidarity with the Occupy for Prisoners rally and hope these rallies shed further light on the hideous effects for profit and politics. Free all political prisoners and prisoners of conscience.